Welcome to the Hypothalamic Amenorrhea Podcast. I'm Dani Sheriff, your host, certified fertility awareness practitioner, functional nutrition counselor, and founder of the HA Society, and of course, an HA recovery coach who has walked where you currently are walking. This is the place to come if you care about getting your period regularly. This podcast aims to educate, inform, and keep you motivated on your period and HA recovery track. So let's dive in. But last thing, nothing on the show should be taken as medical advice, so please seek the advice of your physician. This episode is brought to you by Jewel Wellness, beef liver and oyster capsule supplementation. We're all about if you can just eat liver and if you can just eat oysters, you're going to be absolutely crushing it at your hormone health. However, not everyone likes to be eating liver and oysters, and that is why this is the best possible option for you. These are some of the most nutrient-dense foods on the planet, packed with bioavailable iron, B12, zinc, and essential minerals that deeply support hormone balance, natural energy, and of course, fertility health. So if you are working on HA recovery, if you have been on birth control and you're trying to come off, if you've had an ED, if you've had multiple of the above, and of course, if you're preparing for pregnancy, Jewel beef liver and oyster capsules make it really easy to nourish your body every single day. You don't have to cook, you don't have to make mess, you just have to swallow these whole food natural supplements in a capsule. We love Jewel so much that we bought it, so we own it. We're very passionate. It's New Zealand sourced oysters and beef, which is the best possible kind you can get. And it's on every single protocol we ever do for our one-on-one clients. And it has been from the very beginning. So if you guys love a little bit of liver or you want to give it a try, because we're the owners, we actually have the best possible discount for you guys. So if you go ahead and use the code HA Society, you will get a 12% discount for life. And only you guys and our founding members have ever gotten a discount that big. So definitely, it's the best kept secret. It's just for you guys. Go to jewelwellness.com and make sure supplementation is 100% covered on your HA recovery journey. That's the code HA Society and use it at jewelwellness.com. On with the show.
Okay, guys, welcome back to the Hypothalamic Amenorrhea Podcast. This is Ashley Smith. Okay, so we have a special guest today. So her name is Gwyneth. Do you like Gwen or Gwyneth?
Either one, doesn't matter.
Okay. Well, Gwen. And so she actually originally applied for coaching. And I just remember this because in your application, you're like, you know, like we have a question. Is there anything that you would like us to know up front or that is important to your journey? And you were very much like, I am a little person, but that has nothing to do with this. And I was like, yes. You know what I mean? Like, I just felt like it was just such an empowering statement because when in HA, you are almost looking for any excuse on why it can't be this. And so to see somebody who was just like, this is a situation, but I already know that it's not impacting it. So we're going to like move past this and like, no, we don't need to go down this rabbit hole. Like, no, like I actually have AJ outside of this. And I don't know why that just, it just, so then ever since then, you know, like I followed you on Instagram and just been following your journey. And then to see that you had recovered, I was like, yes, girl. Anyways, so that's my intro to Gwen, to you guys, and why, like, just her story kind of just stood out because, again, like I was saying, NHA, I mean, I got a brain scan, hoping that it was something on my pituitary. My doctor tested my chromosomes. I mean, I was so far out there trying to find any reason why it couldn't possibly be my under eating, over exercising, that like, I think I would have I would have grabbed on to anything. Yeah. Okay. So, Gwen, looking back, how do you feel like HA developed for you? Or maybe you're like, this habit early on really is kind of like what spiraled everything.
Well, so I had an eating disorder when I was like in 11th grade, and then I like recovered. So I didn't like actually recover. I just, my family, my parents were like, okay, you have to like get to this weight, all this. So I was working with a dietitian, but I still wasn't fully recovered. So then basically what happened is then throughout high school, I was like recovered. But then once I got out of high school, I was like, oh, I found working out. This is perfect. So I found working out, so I did that, and then that slowly increased. And then on top of that, I found veganism, and I was like, oh wow, I'm the epitome of health right here. But still, there was no period. So I was trying to figure out my period since high school, and I was like, maybe it's just like not happening. Like maybe nothing's wrong, as though I'm making it worse by overexercising, being vegan. And then so then I did that and still couldn't find it. So I went to all these doctors. A doctor told me that maybe I'm just never gonna get my period. Like maybe that's just how it is.
So, that's really common. I've actually had other people, and it's so wild because it's the most scientific medical response I've ever heard, where they're like, your body, I've literally had this said to clients, your body just doesn't want to have a period. And I'm like, what? Like, how are we getting here? How are we getting here that that's science? Like, in the name of science, your body just doesn't want to have a period. I'm like, So it's interesting that you had that same experience too. So, like, Ashley's not crazy. I'm not making up stories. You know what I mean? Like, you've had a very similar experience.
And it's like you said, it's just the fact of like, it's like natural to have, and you don't just not have a period. They're like, we can't figure out what's why, so let's just do this. So anyway, so I did all these tests. I got bone density tests. I had a cyst. They thought I had the cyst on my ovary or on my pituitary gland. That was gone. I was like, no, that has to be it. So then I had a cyst on my ovary, and I thought that was it. That wasn't it either. And so all throughout high school, me and my sister, we would go to all these appointments, literally couldn't figure it out. So I was like, I'm just giving up. Like, I'm done. I'm just gonna, again, I thought, let me just work out a bunch and that will probably fix it. Let me just be vegan. Let me do this. So then I was like, okay, this is clearly still not working 3 years later. And like, my family was like worried, but then I live with my dad, and he was like, he's a man. So he was just like, yeah, no big deal. So then after that, then I went to a couple more doctors, still fast forward. And right before I went to this other doctor, I was like, you know what? I think I'm gonna go on like a juice cleanse. Maybe that will help, maybe cleanse myself, like maybe something. Because I went to this natural doctor, I went to a couple natural doctors. One told me I had a fungal disease in my stomach. I was like, oh, great. And so I was like, fungal disease, all right, this is it. This is what it is. It was like $400 worth of medication. I was like, ain't no way I'm paying that. So then I went to another doctor finally, and the doctor was like, she was like telling me all these things, and she was like, and it was one doctor that's ever told me this. And she was like, well, there's this thing called hypothalamic amenorrhea. And basically, if you don't fix like your eating and you're working out, you'll never get a period. But like, I don't know that for sure because she still wasn't sure it was HA. And I was like, yeah, well, I'm fine. Like, no big deal. Like, it's okay. And so then I like looked into it a bunch. I would even, while I'm working out, listen to podcasts, like your podcast. And I was like, it's just still not me. And so then I remember I would book appointments with you, and then I would cancel them because I was like, there's no way this is it. So then fast forward, I was like, I had an accountability partner and everything, and I was talking to them, and I was like, I need help. I don't know what to do. I was talking to you guys. I was in the group. I was like, I don't know. And so basically I was like, this is never going to happen. I have to literally throw in the towel of everything. So stop working out, like ever, like do not work out at all. Literally eat like every 3 hours, which was hard too, because I was like totally like intermittent fasting, totally the way to go.
I mean, and so like, were like you still vegan at that time?
No, I like stopped being vegan, but I was like vegetarian for a while.
I just feel like, so y'all, this is the first time I'm hearing her full story. And what is so wild is that I can, like, I bet you there's so many people who are driving right now listening and their eyes are like this, because like, that's me. They're just like, oh my gosh, that's me too. You know what I mean? Like, even when you said the juice cleanse, I know there's people right now being like, with their juice in their hand, being like, what, you mean like this isn't going to help either? So, I mean, wow, I feel like you really have a full spectrum of this journey of like being vegan, being vegetarian, intermittent fasting now, antifungal protocol, which, look here, we're not against people addressing gut issues. We know that gut issues are a thing. And we also know that a lot of gut issues is caused by HA. It's a symptom of HA, right? Restriction actually does such a number on our gut microbiome. Anyways, so I'm sure you probably did have some digestion issues where you're like, ah, I guess that kind of lines up. And you're like, $400. Yes. And I could so relate. Like, you go to a holistic practitioner and you leave with like 12 diagnoses, and Ashley's being like sarcastic, but then you're walking out with a bag of supplements and you're just like, and everybody knows, even though people love supplements, chicks love supplements. Okay. You know, if you like, we wanted to be like millionaires, we'd be like, you know what? We're creating a supplement for HA. It doesn't exist. That's why we're not doing it, nor do we believe in it. But you know what I mean? Chicks love supplements. I had a very, very big, deep drawer full of supplements. I still have to this day, because I'm just like, it is insane. And I keep purging them, right? I just keep purging and purging these supplements. But then I think in the back of our head, like, we know, like, to your point, you're like, I can't keep paying $400 every 3 months for supplements. So even, so like, even in the back of your mind, you're like, I knew this isn't the answer either.
And too, like, not to mind you, the fact that I couldn't concentrate, like, my mind was so foggy. Like, I don't know how I did 7 years of college. It was so hard. Now, mind you, like, I know we're like sorry, I'm jumping around a little, but like, mind you, I couldn't focus for like nothing. I had such a hard time focusing. I had zero sex drive. And when I tell you zero sex drive, I remember I was dating my boyfriend at the time and I like didn't want to do anything. Nothing. I was like, no. And I didn't understand. I thought I was asexual. Like, no.
Oh my gosh, I say that all the time. I was like, I was married with finally the best body that I deemed. I was like, woo, like, I know I'm hot. But I was like, just don't touch me.
Exactly.
I'm hot, but don't touch me. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you're like, I got a lean cut six pack, but don't touch me. You can look, but don't touch, because I'm asexual. Yeah.
Exactly. And so yeah. I broke up with him and I was like, I don't know what's going on. Like, I literally, but then mind you, fast forward to like, so I graduated school in December. Fast forward to the semester of like really healing my HA. I did the best I ever did in my classes, in the hardest classes. I was like, okay, boyfriend, I actually like you. Come back, come back.
And wait. I actually find you really hot. Please come back. Actually, I was just kidding before. You should come back now. You should come back now. You know what I mean? Like, you should definitely come back now.
Yeah. So I was like, and he didn't really understand for a while until like I explained everything.
Bless them all for just sticking with us. I mean, they're like, wait, so you like me, you don't like me, you find me hot, you don't find me hot. Well, yeah. Wait, can I touch you now? Can I not touch you? Bless them.
But then I'd be like, so he's long distance. So we're long distance, but I'd be like, wait, wait, hold on. I know we're hanging out, but I gotta go work out. So like, hold that thought. So I like wouldn't really hang out with them.
You're hot, but hold that thought.
Yeah. So like, well, when I was really into it, I was like, no, sorry. Like, we can't really hang out. Like, we can hang out, but only for a couple hours. Then you gotta drive 3 hours to go home because you're interrupting my workouts.
That's so tough. And I think Mishi, she like shares, she's like, there's so much that I did. And it's so interesting because I think, so I definitely did that 100%, but I think it was like more, I don't know, like, I guess it wasn't so aware to me that I was doing that because my husband at the time he was in the military. So he very much valued his working out. It was very much like a culture of like discipline, very much a culture of like working out. So I really think that my insanity, the very same insanity that you're talking about, 100% flew under the radar because I was just around an environment where you're like, that's what's done. And so like, you almost don't even question it. And then of course, like you get online and it's like no rest days. And you're like, yeah, see, like I'm doing the right thing. Or you're like, you know, someone's sitting there talking about how long they've been lifting and all these things and what you do in your discipline. So I really feel like I probably didn't even realize what, you know what I mean? Like, what am I doing?
Yeah. And like you said, everyone said you were so disciplined. So I was like, literally I was only eating like just basically vegetables, no carbs, no carbs. I was waking up at 5 a.m. every morning. I was lifting like a crazy amount of weight. And so, and everyone's like, you are so disciplined. I'm like, no, actually it's called self-hating, but whatever. We don't look like that.
Whatever you want to call it, but sure. Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So at this time, first off, I love that you're like, you know, circling back. P.S. I actually did the best. I could feel my brain work. And what's really interesting is that when it comes to the brain fog, we probably have to be so disciplined in that HA season because our brain is struggling to function. So everything has to be disciplined because it's like, because like you're running on such minimal resources to get the everyday things done. And here's the thing. I've never met an HAer who was just not trying to do the most and excel the most in life. So it's like doctors, nurses, PAs, grad students, college, you know what I mean? Like, you know, like there's nobody that's like, and then like, I just like sit on the couch and do nothing. And it's really hard for me to like, no, it's like, and then I'm running a marathon and also going to grad school. And so maybe, you know what I mean? It's just like, we're always doing the most. We're building a business, two businesses, five businesses, you know what I mean? And so it's just like, it's so interesting how much we've normalized as our normal. And then whenever you're just well fed, you're like, oh, I actually don't have to focus that hard to do well. I actually just need to eat.
Yeah.
Okay. So walk us through. So where do we leave off in your journey?
I'm sorry. Let me just close this window.
Absolutely.
The sun can't do. Okay. So I got told like, so I finally was like, okay, I give up. Like, I'm going to do this. Like nothing's working. I need to just do this. And at first, like people were kind of confused, like, oh, like you're done with the gym. Like you're done. And I was like, yeah, like I'm done for a while. I have some medical issues. Like I can't really focus on that. And then of course I got a couple of compliments like, oh, you gained some weight. I'm like, I know. And which like, who wants to be told that? So that would even make it worse. And I like threw my scale out. I was like, I'm done with this. I'm done. I'm gonna eat 3 hours, all this stuff, and add carbs. I ate so many carbs. I was like, I never ate like that, like ever. I was like, wow, this is so, I have so much energy. It's like wild. So and then I never thought what was gonna happen. And I started this in like October-ish. So then my birthday's in January, and I was like, I just want my period by my birthday. Like, that's it. And it came, it like my birthday came, and I was like, still no period. This is quite frustrating. This is never gonna happen. Maybe then I started being like, okay, maybe this is not it. Like, even though I'm literally trying everything. And then like probably like 5 days later, I was like, okay. And I woke up. I was like so excited. I was like, there's no way this happened. Like, there's no way. And I remember telling like my whole family, and it was like Christmas morning. They were like, what? And I was like, I know. Like, I've been trying to work on this forever. And like, who knew? And like, also, mind you, like, I'm going to school to be a dietitian. And like, I was like, food is medicine, but clearly not for me. And then now I'm like, whoa, this is insane.
Oh my gosh, I love this. So let's circle back. What made you make that switch where you're like, fine, I'm gonna do it? Like, you know, like, I'm gonna do the thing that I've been avoiding. Because think about, like, you had tried so many other things other than eating more and allowing yourself to gain weight.
Yeah.
Juice cleanse is certainly not eating more and gaining weight. You know what I mean? Vegetarian, veganism, you know, intermittent fasting. I mean, like, you had come from so many food ways, but not this food way. So what, like, I don't even know if you can even, like, remember. Sometimes I feel like I just blacked out, right? I was just like, I don't know.
I think a lot of it was like my sister. She was like my accountability, because I would tell her, like, I was like literally telling her all the time, like, what I ate, all that. Like, and she would just, she is not going to school for food. She didn't really know, but it was more just like to keep accountability, like, okay, are you eating 3 hours? So she looked into it a little herself, or I'd send her a podcast, and she was like working or doing whatever, and she would be like, yeah, this is you. I was like, are you sure about that? And she was like, yeah, no, this is you. So I literally was like, I need to focus on this. Like, this is what I need. And then she was like, and so then I'd be like, okay, I don't know, go back and forth. And she was like, no, just text me every 3 hours. I don't care about all that. So
oh, I love that. Like
the big one to like help me push.
You know what's so interesting is that, like, we generally do need that outside opinion, that outside objective person that's like, no, this is you. Because you said, like, you were listening to be like, this isn't me. This isn't me. And then as you describe you, I'm like, girl, you are, this is 100% you, right? But having that person who's willing to be honest and objective and be like, no, bro, this is you.
And then, like, not to mind you too, like, I had like this thought for the longest time too, like, recovering from HA was really hard too as well, because like, I'm a little person. So I was like, I can't eat that much. Like, so like in my head, and like having a mom that had an eating disorder, like, I was like, okay, like, I'm like the height of a 5-year-old. I need to weigh the height of a 5-year-old. Like, I'm like, oh, sorry, I need to weigh the amount of a 5-year-old. So like that thought like was so hard to get out of my head. Like, no, you're an adult who has like bodily functions that need to regulate. Like, that's not how that works.
Da-da-ling. That's my sound effect for this ad break. Again, this episode is brought to you by the wonderful, the amazing Juul Wellness, nature's multivitamin for your goals that matter the most. Energy that lasts, no caffeine crash, skip the coffee, have the liver. It is packed with essential nutrients to support your reproductive health, your egg quality, your cycles, and don't forget his sperm quality. The whole family should be taking it, and you should be rotating beef liver and zinc. He's gonna need it for his testosterone, just quietly, okay? Hormonal skin issues. Liver is rich in vitamin A, and actually, you know what? So is oyster. So be on both of those things. Rotating through 1 month oyster, 1 month liver. This is going to help promote clear skin, healthy hair. This is the natural form of vitamin A. I could talk forever, but you guys need to get back to the show. So go to JuulWellness.com and use the the discount code HA Society to get 12% off. Biggest discount available anywhere. All right, back to the show. Bring.
Oh, I love it you said that, because I do feel like every woman struggles with some version of that. Obviously, not everyone can relate, especially to yours. But I think everyone would be like, huh, that's logic, I guess. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like, you know, like, I feel like a lot of people could be like, that sounds really logical. Yeah, you know, because I'm sure BMI would be like, well, this is her, you know, like, this is her height. So therefore, and we all know how we all feel about BMI. I just can't even believe that. Like, I mean, look here. I can't. Okay. I'm going to skip that just because, like, that'll be a rant forever. Right. But I'm sure those who do believe in BMI, or some people who believe it's appropriate, would probably look at your situation and be like, yeah, mm-hmm, that makes sense. I'm going to decide for you that that makes sense. And your body is like, well, that's cool. I'm not. So I think it's so interesting that, like, your body had this wisdom that it knew where it needed to be in order to ovulate, because you're not a 5-year-old.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so I think that this goes for women that are like, they're like, well, in high school, I weighed this. And I'm just like, well, are you 16 anymore? Can you go off 4 hours of sleep like you were in 16? Like, you know what I mean? Like, there's so many things that I could do in my 20s that I'm not doing now. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, stop. Like, you know what I mean? Like, stop. Like, I'm sure. Plus, hello. Like, what is it? Like, the poison's in the dose. Like, yeah, I'm sure you could do like 4 hours of sleep for a certain amount of time, but you can't do that forever. You know what I mean? But every woman's always like, well, I'm only this tall. I'm like, what? Yeah. Okay. You know what I mean? Well, I'm only, and it's almost as if, like, the shorter you are, there's this preconceived notion of how you should look, regardless of what your ovaries or HPO axis needs. Exactly. You know what I mean?
I still, like, it now, like, it's crazy when I hear women, like, even, like, so I'm, like, part of an organization, like, it's Little People, like, Little People of America, and there's, like, a bunch of us, like, kind of a joke, but, like, imagine me, but, like, times 4,000, and, like, it's, like, I still hear people say, like, oh, because your height, like, make sure you don't eat a lot, and I'm, like,
what?
That has nothing, like, your energy intake has nothing to do with your height, like, that doesn't correlate.
Yeah, well, and I can imagine, and correct me if I'm wrong, I can imagine that this is, first off, I think HA is way more prevalent than most people realize. And I think, you know, like, I think that we're just really slow to figure it out. But we're like, oh yeah, we all agree that infertility is on the rise, but we're like, no, HA isn't. I'm like, no, they're related. Anyways,
exactly.
They're very much related, but okay. Do you think that this is prevalent in your community, where you can't be the only one who's thinking like this, right?
Well, so, like, I'm a big advocate, is like, I'll share about, like, struggles, but, like, me coming out, like, telling people I had HA and, like, all that, like, no one else has ever had that. But again, like, but that thinking is very prevalent, because I've had girls message me like, oh my gosh, like, that really, like, it's funny because, like, you're saying it out loud, but I've always thought that.
Yes. Or they just haven't come off of birth control yet.
Exactly.
Does that make sense, to where it's like, so I think that, like, you know, I know that we would see this more in high school athletes and college athletes, but even I was on birth control during high school and college, because I was like, the most important thing is my sports. You know what I mean? And, like, I'm not anti-birth control. I just think that people should be able to make an informed decision about it, like, aka know everything about it and then make a choice. I, you know, like, given high school and college, I probably still would have used birth control. Let's just be real. You know what I mean? I think if I would have known after, like, I think I would have come off of it much sooner than, like, what I did, obviously, right? But with that being said, I bet if more high school athletes were not on birth control in college, you would see HAB way more prevalent. Way more prevalent. But like I don't think that we will actually even know how prevalent it is in those types of communities, because it's being masked by a withdrawal bleed.
Yeah.
It just is, you know what I mean? And so I think that it's only, you know, like they, you know, if they're like, pick an avatar for your business. Well, she's like late 20s, early 30s. Well, why? Because she's coming off birth control then.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Not so much that it only affects women in their late 20s or 30s. It's that she's coming off birth control during that time.
Well, yeah, I remember even like asking like doctors, I would ask you, like, have you ever seen someone 25 and never have a period? And I remember like in the HA society, like someone was like, well, like people have been on birth control, so you really don't know if how long they didn't have a period for. Oh yeah, how long they didn't have a menstrual cycle for. And I was like, oh, like, okay, but like I've not ever been on birth control, so are you sure it's the same? They're like, yeah, it's the same because birth control is just masking it.
Yeah. And while, you know, like we do have some women with primary amenorrhea, so AKA they've never gotten their period. They've never gotten a period in order to lose a period. While it's not the vast majority, but we do have, and what's beautiful is that we do have success stories, and you are proof that you can have primary amenorrhea and not so much get your period back, but just get your period for the first time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So how are you walking out your healing now? You know what I mean? Because I think sometimes some people have the experience where they're like, okay, I got my period, and I like ride off into the sunset and things are great. And then I was on the other end, like, oh, I got my period, and now I have to process everything that like emotionally I just went through, physically, how my body changed, and then again, choose healing. You know, I had a client, she was like, Ashley, I don't know if I want to be on your podcast yet, because if like you were to ask me if I do it again, I don't think I'd do it again. And I was like, girl, there's a reason why I don't have HA, because I don't want to do it again. Like, you know what I mean? Like, no, yes, I'm 100% now on this side, this many years later. If like you would have asked me 6 months afterwards, I would have been like, don't talk to me. Like, you're like, I'm still processing. Ashley didn't have a coach, so Ashley was dealing with a lot of anger. There was a lot of anger. There was a lot of mourning. It was messy. It was messy. You know what I mean? And so even if you would have asked me then, I would have been like, don't talk to me, because I knew it was the right thing to do, but it didn't mean that I was happy about it yet. Only after that, and even now where I'm like, y'all, your girl is good. You know, like, I'm good. Like, I'm living my best life. I'm good. But no, I would never do it again, because it was so emotionally like, you know what I mean? Like, you don't go through something like this and not be transformed. And like the way that you think and the way that you move through life, the way that you, your relationships and all these things, but that doesn't come with rainbows, kittens, and butterflies.
Yeah.
So tell us about where you're kind of at now.
So now it's kind of, I will admit, like you said, it's not like butterflies all the time. Like, it's still hard. It's still hard to process. It's hard to process my body, especially with the fact of in July, I got surgery on my leg, and I have like whole cast on my leg right now. And so I not being able to move, not being able to do stuff. It's like those thoughts, but it's not like it was. It's not like, oh, let me just stop eating. It's like, okay, like it'll come and then it's like, hold the break. No. Like, that's not what's happening. We're not doing that. Also, like, now I think it's like a prized possession I have. Like, I can't ever lose my baby of the fact of losing my period again. Like, it just would feel like such a sad, hard thing. So it's like, yes, I'm sitting more. I'm because I'm like sitting most of the day, relaxing, trying to heal my leg. But it's like I have that, but also it reminds me like I will never go back to that again because like because even with the stress of my leg, like I have a whole like metal rods in my leg right now, but the stress of my leg never outweighed the fact that I didn't have a period. That didn't give my body enough stress to take away my period. So it's like,
Yeah, no, totally. Like, I think if recovery would have been easy, or for me, so I mean, I think people by now know my story. Like, Ashley didn't just gain 10 pounds and everything magically turned back on. Oh no, I hoped, wished, tried, prayed, and stayed in quasi recovery for like 3 years, hoping that that was the case. But I know that I was so deeply rooted in my worth being related to my body composition that had it only been 10 pounds in this quote unquote easy recovery, I would still be ebbing and flowing in it right now today. I know that for a fact because I would always be wanting to push it. I'd be like, okay, fine, I'll gain the 10 pounds. And then this time I'll start an even slower cut. Or, you know, I'm not cutting, I'm just not eating potatoes. You know what I mean? Like, it like would have been something. And sometimes I think like it has to be such a drastic experience so that you don't keep going back to the poison. You don't keep going back and thinking that like this time it won't hurt me. You know what I mean? So like you don't keep putting your hand in the fire and be like, I got it. You know what I mean?
I think like everything, in my opinion, like everything happens for a reason. And like, I think having it, I had like a recovered HA, and then immediately after, like instead of like slowly getting back into working out or like slowly just like you said, like processing everything, I just jumped into like a leg surgery. So I feel like that was like a way of saying like this is gonna make you like fully recover because like you're gonna learn. You're not that, like, I think a while ago, if I would have got a leg surgery, I would have freaked out. Like, I can't, no, I can't sit for this long and relax and eat still and relax. So I think, like, it, like, happened for a reason. Like, it jumped from one to the other because it was like, okay, you're gonna actually fully learn. Like, you're relaxing, you're learning, and this is, that makes sense.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, and you like to your point, when you're recovered, that does not mean that you never have tempting thoughts. It just means that like you hear it and like you have the awareness and you're able to make an informed decision that's not out of impulse or out of an insecurity or anything like that. I think that you're able to be like, yeah, no, actually, I went down that road. I know exactly where it leads. And I think whenever you have a more extreme situation like ours, where you're like, no, I did the MRI scan, I did my chromosome testing, I did the juice cleanse, I did this, you know that nothing else worked but this, meaning that like, you didn't gain weight because you were lazy and didn't care. You're like, no, like this really is the only thing I've not allowed myself to try. And this is the only thing that's healed me.
Exactly.
Oh my gosh. So wild. So wild. Okay. So I had like one last question because how do you think, what type of dietitian do you think you would have been had you not gone through this experience? And how has that changed maybe the way that you want to move through your field?
Oh, well, like before it was like a eating like it was I said eating disorder, but like at the same time, part of me like wasn't convinced because I was like, well, I don't believe eating this, eating that, eating this, eating that. So I was like, I'm gonna be like a whole foods, all natural, like all this, like just like straight composition. But now, like realizing that, I think like my biggest thing is I want to be able to help people like this. Like, I want to be able to help women gain their periods back. I want to be able to also like help people like just eat, like not It doesn't have to be like this whole thing, like, or losing weight. None of that. None of that. And no cutting any foods out. Just eat it.
You're like, I have firsthand experience. That actually does not work. You know what I mean? Yeah, no, I think that's such a, yeah, I do think, not saying that like everybody who's gone through HA should go through this and should, you know what I mean? But I do think that like you realize because we're fed so much diet culture, women are just truly confused. And rightfully so, because every single time you turn around, there's someone selling a new diet, a new discovery, a new, you know what I mean? And you're just like, my head spins for them. I'm like, I don't blame you for being confused.
Even like now though, it's like crazy because like I can process things more and like my head is actually clear. So when people say stuff, I'm like, where did you hear that from? Like that's...
Yeah.
That's like completely not true.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, because now you have the ability to be like, you know what? I also think people will be like, I really don't care. I want my six pack over this ability. And I'm like, I hear you. I was like that too. I hear you. But I do really think that like when you have gone against the grain, when doctors have told you maybe your body just doesn't want you to have a period or just things like this, whenever you go against the grain so much, whenever you hear stuff like this, you're no longer afraid to ask like, oh, why? You know what I mean? Like, tell me more. Like, actually, like, instead of just go, oh, well, that's just what they said.
Yeah.
Well, that's just what they said to do. Okay, well, like, explain to me. Like, what do you mean? Like, tell me more. Like, why does that work? How does that work? You know what I mean? Just like all these different things, you know, for your... I mean, like you had to go from like eating just veggies to actually probably eating starches.
Yeah.
Like,
and like even yesterday, like you said, like even yesterday I had a doctor ask me, she was like, so like, are you still taking your medication to heal your period? I was like, I never took a medication. The only medication was food. She was like, oh, so like, are they going to put you on a medication? I was like, nope. She's like, oh. Okay. She was like so confused.
Yeah, because they're like, what do you mean? A medication didn't heal you and you don't need one to keep ovulating? No, I actually gained weight. Like, I actually ate more and gained weight. And while I know that goes against everything everyone's afraid of, but it healed me. You know what I mean? Oh my goodness. Well, I just love this more and more. Is there anything that you would want to leave with somebody who is either deciding to recover or is trying to decide not to quit?
I think the biggest thing is like, if you're on the fence, that means you need to do it. Like, if you're like, oh, I don't know, or I don't know if I have it. Like, if you're questioning, kind of like when like you ask yourself, like in eating disorder, like, am I really that bad? Like, am I really that bad? It's like the same thing. Like, am I really that bad to have HA? Like, clearly you're bad if you're questioning it. If you're questioning it, then you need to do it.
Oh, I like that. I like that. That's so good. Like, if you're sitting here almost trying to question and justify, then that's in the answer right there. You're already justifying. We already know it's a thing. Oh my gosh. Okay. Let people know where they can find you on Instagram if they have any questions or want to reach out or follow along in your story or see how this dietetics thing works out for you and wants to follow you. Yeah. Or wants to send this to like a friend.
So you can find me on Instagram at just Gwen, just GWYN dot. And then my last name, which is DRABEK.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, lady, for spending the morning with me and just sharing this. We love this.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Bye, guys.
Hello, ladies. It's been a minute since I brought you something big and exciting for free. But I'm really excited about this. I was thinking, what what do we really need to help some of these women seriously move some needles, right? Like really make some significant progress in their recovery. So I wanted to offer this to you guys. And it's basically, this is stuff that we only give our paying clients. Our paying clients, our one-on-one members. So it was a big decision for me to make this bundle for you guys. But here we are. I am presenting to you guys our HA Infertility Blueprint Kit. So here's what this is. It's our DIY Restore Your Fertility program. So you get full access to the HA Society, which is usually $25 a month. And then this DIY Restore program is $472. And I'm giving it to you guys for free. I want you to come in to our amazing HA Society. I want you to come to our community calls. I want you to utilize the Restore program. I want you to utilize the content. I want you to come and chat and make some moves in your recovery. The other thing I'm offering is a 45-minute discovery call with me about whether or not your HA progress is happening and if you're ready for one-on-one coaching. So I'm going to chat with you and make sure having that call with me is actually the right move for you. I do not want you to get on this call with me if it's not the right thing for you. So here's what we're going to do. You're going to go to Instagram. So that's the HA Society, or you can go to my Instagram, which is Danny Sheriff, and you're going to DM Blueprint, the word Blueprint. And I'm going to chat with you. I'm going to send you the link to get that Blueprint bundle kit, 100% free, even though it's totally valued at $497. I'm giving that to you guys for a month for free. And we're going to jump on a call and we're going to talk about your recovery. And we're going to figure out your next best steps to getting your period back, getting pregnant naturally, if that's your goal. And we're going to make some moves. We're going to make some moves on recovery. It's going to be great. So go to the HA Society or go to Danny Sheriff. If you don't have Instagram, you can email me. You can find that on the website and I will send those things to you. Okay, guys, this is exciting, but on with the show. Hey there, it's me, Danny, and I want to tell you about Temp Drop as a fertility awareness method tracking option. So many of you guys know that we actually recommend the fertility awareness method both as you're going through recovery and 100% after you have gotten some cycles back and you're starting to move forward for the rest of your reproductive years. So Temp Drop itself is a wearable fertility monitor and we love it. It's a wearable device, so you put it around your arm and you can use that instead of taking your temperature manually with a thermometer each morning. So I'm personally a big fan of the manual tracking. All of us at the HA Society are, and that's the method that we use, you know, just using a good old thermometer. We use that with our clients because it's the best way to use it as a diagnostic tool, as a practitioner. And it's also the best way to ensure if you're trying to avoid pregnancy that you don't get pregnant. However, manual temping for many reasons is just not always an option. When you're in the middle of recovery, again, we do recommend manual temping, but once you're cycling, the Temp Drop is actually a really great hack. So it gives you basically everything you need to effortlessly track your fertility status, like where you are in your monthly cycle. So you wear the Temp Drop sensor while you're sleeping for accurate basal body temperature readings without the stress of early morning wake-ups. So I personally love this because with a toddler, my wake-up times are all over the place and the occasional sleep disruptions make using an oral thermometer a lot more difficult. So Temp Drop's accompanying charting app enables you to track an array of symptoms alongside your basal body temperature. This includes tracking your cervical mucus if you've been using OPKs, and then it also gives you sleep insights too. So you can combine these fertility signs all in one place, and that will help you identify your fertile window, confirm ovulation, plan for your period, and if you're trying to get pregnant, you know, identify whether or not you are pregnant. So whether you're trying to conceive or avoiding pregnancy, or You want to chart for health reasons, like HA recovery, making sure your cycle is not slipping back in the HA direction. Temp Drop makes fertility awareness accessible to all women, even if you don't have regular cycles or sleeping patterns. So track your ovulation in real time with the Temp Drop, and we are lucky enough to have a 15% off code. So if you go to their website, they're usually having a sale, but you can stack this code on top of the existing code. So just go to tempdrop.thehasociety.com and use the code AFHASociety. I think too, if you just go to tempdrop.com and use AFHASociety at the checkout, that will work too. So happy temping and good luck. Thank you so much for listening today, guys. Please subscribe to the podcast, and if you could head to iTunes specifically and leave a rating or review, that would help so much because it makes it easier for other people with HA who are Googling around to find the podcast really easily. So if you do that, you're doing a service to all of the women.